Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Case update. A sentence has been handed down in connection to the disappearance of Heather Elvis, featured in episode 33. In this short update episode, I'll go over the new developments in this case and what these new legal proceedings may suggest. I'm going to run through a short summary of the case, though I'd recommend listening to episode 33 for the full in-depth discussion. Heather Elvis is a young woman who vanished under mysterious circumstances in December of 2013 when she was 20 years old. A lot of controversy has been involved in her disappearance, as Heather had previously been involved in an affair with an older, married man, then 37-year-old Sidney Moore. According to Heather's roommate at the time, while the young woman was very taken with the older man, she was hesitant about being involved in a relationship with him, considering his marriage and the age difference. Regardless of that, while Heather may have known what the best choice was, she was ultimately taken in and found herself seeing Sidney whenever she could get the opportunity. By October of 2013, the relationship had become rather serious, but everything would explode in a difficult and complicated situation when Sidney's wife, Tammy, discovered the truth. Tammy's response was angry and began with a series of text messages sent to Heather, insulting and threatening her. All of this culminated in a three-way phone call initiated by Tammy, during which time she had Sidney get on and explain to Heather that the relationship was over, going so far as to explain that Heather had meant nothing to him and had been little more than a hookup. It was a constructed conversation designed to both sever the connection between Heather and Sidney while also going the extra mile to make Heather feel like she was meaningless. Allegedly, after unleashing her wrath on Heather, Tammy next focused in on her husband. She began to monitor his phone, would go to work with him, watch his every move, and even supposedly went so far as handcuffing him to their bed at night so that he couldn't go anywhere without her approval. While it seemed as though Tammy had moved on from Heather, she began texting her again at the end of October and in the beginning of November. In these texts, Tammy threatened to assault Heather and informed her that Sidney no longer had a phone. According to authorities, the last time Heather was known to have seen Sidney was a few days later, on November 5th, 2013. Heather began to move on with her life, and as time passed, she eventually met a new man in whom she had an interest. The two arranged to go on a date on the evening of December 17th. Pings from Heather's phone indicate that she was out beyond midnight, with her phone being detected at Longbeard's Bar and Restaurant. At approximately 1:32 a.m., Heather received a call from a payphone. Surveillance footage will later show that this call was made by Sidney Moore. Heather didn't answer that call, but she did call back. After several missed calls back and forth, she ultimately arrived back at her condo between 3:16 and 3:19 a.m. At 3:17, Heather again called the payphone, and a conversation took place lasting 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Between 3:25 and 3:37 a.m., Heather's phone is pinged approaching the Peachtree boat landing, where her car will later be found abandoned. Several calls are placed from her phone to Sidney's before all cell phone activity ceases at 3:42 a.m., indicating that the phone was either powered off or broken at this time. Surveillance cameras in the area capture a Ford F-150, both heading towards and then away from the boat landing during this time, and it should be noted that this is the same style of truck that Sidney drove. Sometime after 3:42 a.m., Heather Elvis vanished, and to this day, no one has heard from her again. Sydney and Tammy Moore were considered prime suspects in the case, though investigators struggled to gather enough evidence to charge them. On February 24, 2014, 2 months after Heather vanished, Sydney was charged with Heather's murder, as well as charges related to obstruction of justice due to him lying to investigators during the course of their investigation. When asked about the murder charge, Captain Dale Buchanan explained that a search of the Moorers' home had resulted in evidence, including DNA, which led them to believe that they may have been involved in Heather's disappearance. After years of legal wrangling, the murder charges dropped in March of 2016. Tammy herself is hit with both a charge of obstruction as well as kidnapping. Sydney's obstruction charge stands, though the murder charge is gone, and he is now additionally charged with kidnapping. After a 4-day trial for kidnapping, the jury was hung and a mistrial was declared. Jurors felt that there was the possibility that Sydney had been involved in a kidnapping, but that there simply wasn't enough evidence to prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt. Sydney then went to trial for the obstruction charges, for which he was ultimately found guilty and sentenced to 10 years. Prosecutors stated that they planned to arrange a new trial on the kidnapping charges, though, as of today, that trial has not yet come to pass. Tammy herself was set to face a trial for both obstruction and kidnapping charges. The trial went through in October of 2018. In total, the trial lasted 11 days, ending on October 23rd when the jury returned its verdict. Tammy Moore, now 46 years old, was found guilty of both kidnapping Heather Elvis and conspiracy to kidnap. The prosecution provided text messages, surveillance footage, and witness statements depicting Tammy as a violent and crazed woman who wanted revenge against Heather. After the verdict, Heather's father, Terry Elvis, told the judge, quote, "No one seems to want to take the blame. We grieve for answers, but we don't know how to grieve for our daughter." End quote. Circuit Judge Benjamin Culbertson sentenced Moorer to 30 years prison time for each charge, though the sentences are to run concurrently. In closing arguments, Senior Assistant Solicitor Nancy Livesay stated, quote, "When you mix jealousy, deceit, and an absolute crazed woman so worried about Heather stealing her husband, that is when unnatural things happen." End quote. Following the sentencing, reporters spoke with Heather's family. I will now play a clip of Heather's mother and sister responding to the sentencing.
I feel like I'm living somebody else's life. Like, it doesn't feel real. We've been waiting for this for so long, and now it just... This is what we were hoping for, but it doesn't feel like closure, but it does feel like we're so much closer to finding Heather that because this is so big, I'm hoping that it has an influence on the entire rest of the case, that something now will happen where we can find out where Heather is, because that's ultimately what we want. I don't want kids to lose their mom and her go to jail. I don't want any of that. I want my child back.
Heather was not a nice girl. She is still a nice girl. She is still a daughter. She is still a sister. She is still a best friend. She wasn't anything. She is and currently will be. And we will continue to share her story. And nobody should ever have the right to say was about anybody who is missing, who has disappeared from your life, because they are still relevant and they are still the center of our lives. So just remember to never, never use the word was, because I don't think anything could ever break someone's heart more.
It's incredibly heartbreaking to hear Heather's family. The pain and sorrow in their voices is so overwhelming. But this didn't all end with the sentencing. On Wednesday, October 24th, Heather's father Terry was found guilty of contempt based on comments he made to Tammy's defense attorney. Terry was sentenced to 30 days in jail and a $400 fine, though paying the fine will negate his jail time. This all stems from an incident in which Tammy's defense attorney stated that, while heading to the restroom during a break, Terry shouted out a derogatory name. It should be noted, a GoFundMe was started for Terry within hours of his charge and has already exceeded $750. While this sentencing ultimately places Tammy Moorer in prison, where her husband Sydney is currently serving time for his obstruction conviction, questions still remain in regard to what happened to Heather and where she may be today. Many believe that, with Tammy facing 30 years in prison, there's now the possibility that she may be willing to cooperate with investigators and reveal further information about Heather's disappearance, which may result in this horrible mystery finally being solved. Time will tell what happens next, but for Heather's family, the search has never ended, and they will never stop until they see justice served and find Heather. Unfortunately, while this sentencing ensures that the two individuals most directly speculated to have knowledge of Heather's disappearance and current whereabouts live behind bars, the answers still remain unclear. The conviction, however, does state that Tammy Moorer was directly involved with both a conspiracy to and the actual act of kidnapping Heather Elvis. There is hope that these charges may lead to further developments and that the Elvis family may finally receive the information necessary to bring Heather home, though the likelihood of this being a joyful return is considered by most unlikely. I will continue to keep an eye on this case and any further developments that may arise. It's my hope that the Elvis family will receive justice, will find the answers as to what happened to Heather, and someday may be able to feel that they fought to the very end for their daughter, for their sister. And I sincerely hope that whatever the outcome may ultimately be, that they are able to find peace in their pursuit and closure when the truth finally comes to light. At the end of the day, what truly matters here is Heather herself, and I would love nothing more than to be able to deliver you a happy update someday, though it seems most unlikely that this is going to end on a positive note. My heart goes out to the entire Elvis family, and I hope that the answers are coming swiftly.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.